Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Speaking of the North Shore is the best shore. Kennedy, say good morning to Laura from Wilmington.
Hi, Laura.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Laura?
Yes. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win $100. If you tie, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's gone now into that soundproof studio. Here we go. Question number one, Laura. Steve Irwin's son, Robert, is 21 years old today. He just won which competition last week that his sister, Bindi, won 10 years earlier?
Oh, Dancing with the Stars.
Timeout.com ranks Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You as the best Christmas song of all time. Such a stretch. It's followed by Last Christmas at number 2. Which group sings Last Christmas?
Wham.
Sublime announced a multi-city festival next year called Sublime Me Gusta. In Sublime's biggest hit, they sing, I don't practice blank. I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, I had $1 million, but I'd spend it all. Fill in the blank.
I'm drawing a blank. I don't know.
Question number 4. There's a new teaser out for the Scrubs revival. It returns February 25th on ABC. On Scrubs, what was the name of JD's mentor and eventual chief of medicine at Sacred Heart Hospital?
Oh, I never watched that show. I don't know.
And question number 5. Good. The Celtics won again last night while Jason Tatum continues to rehab his torn Achilles. Tatum recently had his second child with which British pop star?
I never pay attention to those celebrities dating. I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! You don't spend your life following who Jason Tatum is dating? We're different people.
I know, sorry.
You're a second grade teacher, is that correct?
That is correct.
What's today going to be like? Utter chaos after the 4-day weekend?
I hope not.
Do they bring you leftovers?
No.
Okay.
What are we learning today?
We're learning about suffixes.
Ooh. Kennedy, welcome back. Laura got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are tough, Kennedy.
That's kind. Not well done.
Steve Irwin's son, Robert, is 21 years old today. He just won which competition last week that his sister, Bindi, won 10 years earlier?
Dancing with the Stars.
1-1. Timeout.com ranks Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You as the best Christmas song of all time. It is followed by Last Christmas at number 2. Who sings Last Christmas?
Wham.
2-2. Sublime announced a multi-city festival next year. It's called Sublime Me Gusta. In Sublime's biggest hit, they sing, I don't practice blank. I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, I had $1 million, but I'd spend it all. Fill in the blank.
Santeria.
Santeria is correct. 3-2. There's a new teaser out for the Scrubs revival. It returns February 25th on ABC. On Scrubs, What was the name of JD's mentor and eventual chief of medicine at Sacred Heart Hospital?
Oh, I don't remember.
Dr. Cox. 3-2. Question number 5. The Celtics won again last night while Jason Tatum continues to rehab his torn Achilles. Peyton Pritchard put up 42 last night, Dan.
He did. 40-burger on him.
Fast pee-pee letting him know, Kennedy. Tatum recently had a second child with which British pop star?
I don't know.
LMA.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Hmm. Deuce is a big brother.
I love her.
3-2 is the final score. Kennedy also doesn't pay attention to who's dating whom and who they're having kids with, so it's okay.
Yeah.
We have the wrong priorities, apparently.
Yeah, how dare we?
But if you're learning suffixes today, she is a doctor of trivia. It is true.
It is true. All right, so 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Laura, you don't get the money, but you did win yourself a pair of VIP tickets to Commonwealth Shakespeare Company's production of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, playing December 6th through the 23rd at Emerson Cutler Majestic Theater. Buy tickets at comshakes.org, but you're going for free, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm going to say, Kennedy, you're my unicorn. I can't catch you. I'm now three losses, two ties, no win.
We'll get there.
You've been called a unicorn before?
Yes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Lindsay from Salem.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Kennedy.
Also, Lily, who is 9, is there, is actually the one that called in for her mom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Lily called when I answered the phone. She's like, hello? And I could hear in the background, Lily, are you on the radio?
She is not anymore. I just dropped her off at school.
So right. She called and you still made her get out the car? You're tough.
I know. I should have had her just be late.
That's all right. We'll put it up in the podcast. You can play it for her after school, okay?
Sounds good.
Lindsay, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kenny, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
$1,000 on the line. Kennedy's leaving, going into that soundproof studio. She won't be able to hear anything that is happening. Just a reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Question number 1. Vanessa Hudgens gave birth to her second child with her husband, Cole Tucker. Hudgens dated Zac Efron back in the day after the pair starred in which movie franchise together?
Ooh. Oh, God, it's that movie.
Yep.
I'm going to have to pass on that. It's there, but it's not at the same time.
Question number 2. In Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what is the name of Rudolph's elf buddy who doesn't want to make toys? He just wants to be a dentist.
It's Herbie.
Question number 3. Tyler Joseph, 37. Today, he's the lead singer of this band. Take a listen to one of their biggest songs and then name the band. Name the band.
I'm so bad with names.
Question number 4. It's not going to be good in this game.
It's going to be tough for you.
Question number 4. A record number of people tuned in for NBC's coverage of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade with over 34 million viewers across NBC and Peacock. Can you name 2 of the 3 hosts for the broadcast every year?
Oh, God. I'm horrible at this.
And question number 5. 36 years ago today in 1989, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation was released. Of course, one of the most iconic Christmas movies of all time. In the movie, what does Clark get from his boss instead of his long-awaited Christmas bonus?
He gets...
very angry.
Oh, God, I don't know.
All right.
I'm so mad at myself because I watch it every single year, too.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
That's the worst part.
All year long.
The stress of it.
Okay. Kennedy.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Hi.
Lindsay, who unbeknownst to her 9-year-old daughter, Lily, is now playing the 1K CBK. I have getting 0 out of 5.
No,
that is correct.
I thought I got that.
You were close, I believe. That is what we call a Mac. Mac. Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
Hi, yes.
Vanessa Hudgens gave birth to her second child with her husband, Cole Tucker. Hudgens dated Zac Efron back in the day after the pair starred in which movie franchise?
High School Musical.
1-0. In Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what is the name of Rudolph's elf buddy who doesn't want to make toys? He just wants to be a dentist.
Elfie?
Oh, sorry. Wrong button. Hermie.
Hermie.
And why is everyone so dead set against Hermie being a dentist in the North Pole? Do they not have teeth care up there?
No, because he's an elf and elves make toys. But I don't know. The whole thing.
But then who is doing the cleanings?
You can be whatever you want.
Have you seen the Abominable Snowman's teeth? They were bad.
So they could use Hermie.
Think about all the sugar. And
that's what I'm saying, yes.
The whole candy cane diet, my boy.
Question number three. Tyler Joseph, 37 today. He's the lead singer of this band. Take a listen to one of their biggest hits and then name the band.
That's 21 Pilots.
It is 21 Pilots. That song is Heathens, I believe. 2-0. Question number four. Record number of people tune in for NBC's coverage of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. With over 34 million viewers across NBC and Peacock, that is what you call the K-pop Demon Hunters bump.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
It's a lot of eyeballs.
Oh, so good.
They were great. Can you name two of the three hosts for the broadcast every year?
Well, let's see. Savannah Guthrie was there. Hoda Kotb was there. Al Roker was there.
There you go. 3-0. Question number five. 36 years ago today in 1989, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation was released. In the movie, what does Clark get from his boss instead of the long-awaited Christmas bonus?
The Jelly of the Month Club. It's the gift that keeps on giving, Carl.
The whole year.
And do you remember what he's going to do with all that Christmas bonus money, Kennedy?
Build a pool.
That's right.
Yep. I watch that movie every year. It's so good.
4-0 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Lindsay, we're sorry you don't get the $1,000, but thank you. And to Lily as well for listening to the show. We do appreciate that. Are you still with us, Lindsay?
I'm here.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Lindsay from Salem, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Well, could have used Lily that game.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Kaylin from Weymouth.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Kaylin's on her way to school. She is studying to be an ultrasound technician.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Kaylin, there are five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100 if you tie her. Unfortunately, that is a loss for you. She's gone into that soundproof studio looking at the big board. Kennedy has 6,343 wins, 464 losses.
That's right.
One more loss. We go to redemption week. Are you ready?
And that loss could be you.
Yes. All right. Question.
It probably will be.
Question number one. Dua Lipa stars in a new ad campaign hyping up Team USA's women ahead of the 2026 Winter Olympics, which is an interesting choice to hype up Team USA since Dua Lipa isn't actually from the United States of America. Where is she from?
London.
Yeah, that's fine. Question number two. Ben Affleck's Super Bowl commercial this year for Dunkin' reportedly includes a massive celebrity lineup and will be called Goodwill Dunkin'. In Goodwill Hunting, what famous line does Will say to his rival after getting Skyler's number at the bar?
I don't know. I'm sad to say I've never seen that movie.
Question number three.
Take your Boston card.
Ed Sheeran is brushing off the gossip saying, I'm not self-conscious about my relationship with her after reports that he and Taylor Swift's friendship has drifted apart. Which one of them had a song reach number one in the country first? Was it Ed or Taylor?
Taylor.
Question number four. Can you name all of the colors of the four primary subway lines in Boston?
Red, orange, yellow, green.
Question number five. John Oliver had an auction that raised about $1.5 million to support public media. Most of it came from a Bob Ross painting that sold for over $1 million. What was the name of Bob Ross's half-hour PBS show that produced over 400 episodes? With his happy little trees.
Mm-hmm.
I know it too. I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! That's okay. Bob Ross would say there's no mistakes in life, it's just happy accidents.
Yeah, I know that one.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Kaylin from Weymouth got 2 out of 5 correct?
Yes.
Well done.
All right, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Dua Lipa stars in a new ad campaign hyping up Team USA's women ahead of the 2026 Winter Olympics, which is an interesting choice to hype up Team USA because she's not from the USA. Where's she from?
But she lives here. I'd say she's from England.
Were there no American pop stars that could hype up Team USA?
I know we farmed a lot of the acting roles to British actors, but I feel like for this one, we should have went local.
Could have found
for
somebody.
Team USA.
I'm sure we could have found somebody. Tied at one. Question number two. Ben Affleck's Super Bowl commercial this year for Dunkin' reportedly includes a massive celebrity lineup that will be called Goodwill Dunkin'. In Goodwill Hunting, what famous line does Will say to his rival after getting Skyler's number at the bar?
How you like them apples?
Kennedy!
What was that?
I don't know.
That was someone yelling Kennedy's name.
That was wild. 2-1. Question number three. Ed Sheeran is brushing off the gossip saying, I'm not self-conscious about my relationship with her after reports he and Taylor Swift's friendship has drifted apart. Which of them has had a song reach number one first in the country? Was it Ed or Taylor?
That feels like a trick question. I'll say Ed.
No. Remember, Ed went on tour with Taylor.
I'm well aware of all of that. It just sounded like a trick question.
Oh,
no trickery here, Kennedy. Nope. Taylor Swift, always the answer.
Yeah, Taylor Swift had her first number one in 2012. Ed had his first number one here in 2017. Tied at two, question number four. Can you name all the colors of the four primary subway lines in Boston?
Blue, red, green, orange.
That is correct. I don't believe we have a yellow line here.
We do not.
3-2. Question number five. John Oliver had an auction that raised $1.5 million to support public media, and most of that came from a Bob Ross painting that sold for over $1 million. What was the name of Bob Ross's half-hour PBS show that produced over 400 episodes?
The Joy of Painting.
That is it, Dave.
Good pull.
Nice job. Nice job. All right, 4-2 is the final score. I'm sorry, Kaylin. We do appreciate you calling in to play this morning, but Kennedy gets the win. Womp womp.
Thank you.
When do you graduate?
August.
Oh, hey.
A little less than a year.
Go get him, honey. Go get him.
That's exciting.
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kaylin from Weymouth, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
So, Campy Kennedy is brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Lori from Bellingham.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
I am living the dream. How are you?
Same thing. Absolutely.
I love to hear it. Love to hear it.
Kennedy, an interesting nugget that we always like to have about people that play Campy Kennedy.
I do like an interesting nugget.
We believe this is Lori's fourth day listening to our show.
Nuh-uh.
Ever.
Really, ever.
Day four.
Yeah.
So what, did you just not have a radio in your life before? 4 days ago?
I did, absolutely. I listened to, oh my goodness, this is going to date me and that is so embarrassing, but I listened to this radio station when it was the other radio station.
That's okay.
The old BCN days, of course.
The old BCN days, yeah. So I was like, what is this station? And like I said, it's my new favorite station
Yay!
In the whole wide world.
Welcome back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I cannot believe that you ate five of that awful food the other day because you would not tell
I'm a vault.
Your poor stomach.
And nothing really scares me, so.
I had to go into work and I was like, I wonder if she got sick.
Nope.
So I hope you are all right.
All right. Well, Lori, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, please get right out of there.
Thank you so much.
I like Lori's vibes.
Lori, have you heard this game in your 4 days of listening to us?
Of course I have not, but you explained it. And I'm going to tell you that I do play trivia at Limey's in Norwood every Thursday, and me and my best friend win. So, Kennedy is in for it.
All right.
Imagine if she wins $1,000 and she's never even heard the game.
Here we go. Five God pop culture trivia questions. Lori, you get more right than Kennedy when you win yourself $1,000. Kennedy has left our studio. She's in a little soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
True or false, Mariah Carey rakes in more than $500,000 in royalties every year from her holiday classic, All I Want for Christmas Is You. True or false?
True.
Question number two. Actress Millie Bobby Brown has changed her last name to her husband's, which is what?
I do not know, but I do not think she did that, so I don't know.
Question number three. This sequel won the domestic box office with $156 million. It also set a record for the biggest worldwide opening for an animated film with $556 million. Name the sequel.
Probably Toy Story 2.
Well, I'm talking about this past weekend.
This past weekend. What just came out? For a sequel for an animated. Super Mario.
Question number four. This artist says he uses AI in his music, making process. His biggest hits are Lose Control and Bad Dreams. What is the singer's name?
Teddy Swims.
And question number five. 11 years ago this week, AMC issued an apology for screwing up on social media as they posted a major spoiler to Facebook right after this TV show's mid-season finale and revealed the death of a main character. Rick and Shane are two of the main characters on this show. Name that show.
Oh, my goodness. Wick and Shane. Oh, I'm not good with TV shows. Wick and Shane.
Rick.
With an R.
Rick.
Right, yeah.
Oh, Rick.
Need an answer?
I'm going to say Lost.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! I mean, Shane was the main character for like a season and a half.
Yeah, but he was still a big one. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Lori, who has been listening to our show for 4 days, that should get her a point right there. If you haven't figured out, our show, Lori, is a lot like being stuck in the group chat you don't want to be a part of.
Okay.
I disagree.
But there's a lot of juicy drama. Kennedy, are you ready?
Yeah.
Did I tell you Lori got 2 out of 5?
All right. Well done, friend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I lost. It's okay. It's all right. I didn't need $1,000. I did, but that's all right.
Well, do you mind if we finish the game anyways? Just go through the motions.
Go finish it.
All right, thank you.
Go ahead.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
True or false, Mariah Carey rakes in more than $500,000 in royalties every year from her holiday classic, All I Want for Christmas Is You. True or false?
Gotta be true.
$2.5 million every year, actually. Tie to one. Actress Millie Bobby Brown changed her last name to her husband's, which is what?
Bon Jovi.
That is correct. She married John Bon Jovi's son. 2-1. Question number three. This sequel won the domestic box office this past weekend with $156 million. It also set a record for the biggest worldwide opening for an animated film with $556 million. Name the movie.
Zootopia 2.
3-1. Question number four. This artist says he uses AI in his music making process. His biggest hits are Lose Control and Bad Dreams. Who is he?
Teddy Swims.
4-2. Question number five. It was 11 years ago this week that AMC had to issue an apology because they accidentally posted a major spoiler to Facebook right after the TV show's mid-season finale and revealed the death of a main character. Rick and Shane, two of the main characters on that show. What is it?
The Walking Dead?
That is correct.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
It's the only show I know on that channel, so.
Yep. 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
Well, welcome to it, and we're so glad you're here.
One of us.
Thank you so much.
One of us.
I am Lori. I am from Bellingham, and Kennedy cannot beat me. She beat me.
You did it almost.
She's
we
like,
got
get
you.
Me out of here.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.